Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How about his thoughts on what he saw from the Falcons, who last night on Monday Night Football, we know the Chiefs' upcoming opponent, the Falcons get a game-winning drive with 34 seconds left, and it's Drake London getting a touchdown pass from Kirk Cousins. They steal one from the Eagles. Yes, steal one from the Eagles, 22-21. And what was kind of, Drew, you said it during pre-show as well, like it was kind of a weird football game. Both teams moved the ball at times, but didn't really
capitalize. Other teams didn't look like they were moving the ball. At other times, it was a weird.
It was. And there was everybody's talking about the Philadelphia side, right? Saquon dropped a short pass that stopped the clock with a 146 that forced the Eagles to then kick the field goal instead of a game ceiling first down. And so there were a lot of mistakes throughout. That last drive was the best Kirk Cousins had looked. And now that's the question, I think, for the Chiefs heading in on Sunday. And by the way, Kansas City's a 3.5-point favorite on Sunday Night Football down in Atlanta. That was the best drive he has had since he's been with the Falcons. He still didn't look great yesterday by any means, but that last drive, maybe you put it all on the Eagles just playing prevent defense. I don't know, but
I don't know what the hell they were doing defensively.
He said it in post game, and I think it's true. And maybe the Chiefs, you could argue that they're still catching him at the right time, or maybe Sunday night's going to be his breakout game, because I feel like Kirk Cousins each week is just going to get better and better, further removed from the Achilles injury. And maybe we saw a glimpse of that on the final drive. So are we going to see more glimpses of that on Sunday? That's my only concern with the game Sunday, is that we know he's only going to get better. Are the Chiefs still catching the Falcons at the right time before they're clicking? But that was a season-saving type of drive by Atlanta, because they would have been 0-2 going into a game against Kansas City. Instead, they're 1-1.
Be underdogs by what, 5-6 points?
3.5 points.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually a little surprised by that. I thought it would have been. I didn't check the line yet. Only 3.5 after it. That's because, boy, lines are reactive. If one thing we learned that, because you know, obviously, if they had blown out Cincinnati, that line probably looks a little bit different. And heavy underdogs have been winning a ton. Teams that are 5.5 underdogs or more through 2 weeks of the season are 9-1 against the spread with 5 straight up wins. So you would think the bigger the line, the more likely this game is to be close right now. Truthfully, I watched them and I was unimpressed. I thought Kirk Cousins didn't look like he could get the ball all the way to the sideline. He's got no juice on those throws yet. And I'm assuming that that is just related to coming back from the injury. And week 9 is going to look a lot different than week 2 or 3 for Kirk Cousins. The biggest takeaway I had from that game last night is great time to be catching the Falcons. This is actually a pretty good time to be catching them. Haven't figured it all out. Kirk's still working through the injury. They don't seem like they've got their wits about them yet. Again, picked on a little bit. They won their game, so you're not catching them in like full desperation. Because if they lose, then they are really desperate. And so
I'm glad they won last night.
I am too. Because I do think that they come in there with a, if we don't win this week, then we're definitely done. We're going to have to save our season against the Chiefs. And now they can say, well, 1-2, we can still live.
Yeah, and look, Robinson was great last night. Well, you know, the Chiefs will have to take care of the backfield there for Atlanta. But as we discussed yesterday, the issues they've had against tight ends, I mean, Kyle Pitts hasn't had a big game yet, but he's probably licking his chops a little bit going into this matchup because we know the Chiefs have struggled against tight ends. But at the same time, if you're Drake London, if you're Darnell Mooney, you look, the Chiefs' corners have shut down wide receivers. And so, you know, for those of you that are playing fantasy football or whatever, yeah, you probably are excited for Kyle Pitts to play the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have done a great job against wide receivers so far this year. So that's what I'll be interested to see. What do the Falcons have in store for Kansas City? But I do think while the text line has said, hey, the Chiefs haven't played well either to getting them at the right time. Sure, we're just talking about Kirk Cousins because of the Achilles injury. He acknowledged after the game, even in his interview with Lisa Salters, that, like, you know, he's still not happy with his performance, and he knows he's not playing as sharp as he should. Eventually, he's going to. If you're the Chiefs, you hope that extends past Sunday night, and it'll be a pretty ridiculous environment, actually, I think, on Sunday night. And now they have a win. That'll be the second home game, I think. Won't be the right second home game for Kirk Cousins, so it won't be his first one. They lost to the Steelers in the opener.
I think, like, so the truth is, like someone said, hey, you could say the same thing. Yeah, the Chiefs haven't played well. Okay, but they're the back-to-back Super Bowl champion. And they win 13, 14 games a year. I got a pretty good stack of evidence that tells me even if the Chiefs don't play well, they'll win football games.
Well, they just did.
They could not play well against Atlanta and still win. I would argue that Atlanta and Philly both didn't play well. And one of the two of them was going to win that football game. But more often than not, if both of you are playing bad, one team's coming out on top, and that's the Chiefs. And if for some reason you catch the Chiefs in a they're playing well different, then we're having a different stuff. The biggest question I have going into the game for the Chiefs is whether or not how good is Atlanta's pass rush? Because right now, I don't even know who's starting at left tackle for the Chiefs on Sunday, which I do not think is a small story. The fact that they benched Kingsley didn't seem like a big story at the time until yesterday when Andy Reid spoke, and he did not just say Kingsley's going to start again on Sunday.
So
he
left the door. Determined to starter. Yeah.
He left the door open. So I'm more concerned about that version of where the Chiefs are than what they're going to do against Kirk Cousins. I think he looks okay. And again, I don't think that he will look that way all season. I think eventually Kirk Cousins will figure out how to get the ball to Drake London and Kyle Pitts and a bunch of other guys. But at the moment, they look kind of eh. But then also, you know, the Eagles have blown 10 games in their last two seasons, seemingly.
Jalen Hurts, I mean, he kind of looks, you know, there's moments where you see the MVP runner-up flashes from a couple years ago. A couple of those runs were vintage Hurts. But then, much like even in the win against the Packers in that Friday night game, which seems like forever ago for them, he made some bad mistakes and threw a pick last night. Now, it's the final drive of the game, I understand. But he throws a pick, which ultimately seals the win for the Atlanta Falcons. And so, yeah, it's not like they're clicking. They're 1-1. They were very fortunate to beat Green Bay the week before. And you just look across the entire NFL. I know we're going to talk AFC here in about 20 minutes. You look across the entire NFL. Other than Kansas City in I would say Buffalo, the other teams that everybody thinks look good are teams that are very unproven and that you have to be skeptical if they can keep it up. So what I mean by that is the Saints, right? We all acknowledge they've played great 2 weeks in. They look really, really good. But plenty of skepticism still because they're the team that's more of a surprise and based on prior history, et cetera, and their quarterback. You look at some of the other teams that have performed well. I don't know how many believers there are in the 2-0 Chargers and that kind of stuff. Whereas sure. Like Kansas City and Buffalo, them being 2-0, you believe more because we've seen
it. The Texans are 2-0 too, but they've looked a little bit shaky.
Yeah, and they still also drew like with such a small sample size. They had the 1 year last year. There's still, the jury's still a little bit out on them, I think, and what the Texans can be fully.
No, but I buy them more because I was buying them as a good team going into it, right? We think CJ Stroud is the truth, and honestly, he made a couple throws. You watched that game, right? Or part of that game. He made a couple throws in that game that you're like, that's not going to make me disbelieve. And Will Anderson is maybe one of the better young defensive players in the NFL. Like, they still...
I wonder if Joe Mixon will be good to... If he's going to be out or if any, he misses any time. Yeah. I think Drew Tranquil and Leo Chanel are going to have big games just because of them and Bijan and trying to... When he's a receiver, I guess, more or less. I mean, are they going to have to track him? The front seven will have to find a way to maintain and get that good push.
Like, I kind of like, because I think there's a limit. I don't think it works the way in college football very often, and I don't think the Chiefs ever get burned this way. I don't really care when the opposing team gets you with their running back. The Chiefs did not have a particularly good run defense for the last, 3 years. It has not stopped them from being a very good defense, winning a lot of games. I'm never like, boy, that running back just got the better of the Chiefs today, and they were unable to win the game. Bijan's very good. He will probably get his. He will break off some nice runs. I am more worried about Kyle Pitts, even though he's not the better player of the two. That is Bijan Robinson. I'm worried about what has almost caused him to lose two games. If they had lost either of those games, it would have been because of their inability to stop Isaiah Likely and their inability to stop Mike Gesicki.
I hear you, but when the same argument you just made, like, you're not worried about running backs, I would make the same case. I'm not really worried about the tight end beating the Chiefs. Like, the wide receivers are much more capable of the big play to beat you than the tight ends. They're struggling against tight ends. We've all acknowledged that. It is an issue for them right now. Sure. But if you told me I can pick in my poison, if you will, would I rather have a team have tight ends going all over me or have the wide receivers Ja'Marr Chase going for 125 yards and touchdown. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's a ranking system. And if I got to choose between that and the running back, I choose the running back going off. So I get your point.
That's it. Well, who knows? I mean, look, Kyle Pitts, we've also had conversations about him anyway. We all acknowledge the athleticism, but he, I still think, has been a major disappointment in his NFL career to this point in time. And this season so far, two games in, I don't have his exact numbers in front of me, but he has not had massive performances yet or anything.
The way that they used him, at least last night in watching, it didn't look like he was getting, I guess, down the field as much, where Mike Gesicki's running the crossing arch. You know, he's getting out in space a little bit more, where I don't think Kyle Pitts was doing that as much in terms of the usage of how Atlanta does things.
We'll have all week to talk Falcons, Chiefs, Sunday Night Football. We'll talk more about them with Nate Taylor in the 1 o'clock hour and as the week progresses as well. Plus, I guess we'll have our Atlanta Falcons insider join us later on in the week too. Formerly a Kansas City Chiefs insider that is now not in Kansas City anymore. We'll explain that later on.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A week.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT?
The GOAT!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.